This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen carefully. Everybody seems to be sure that Shep Smith from Fox News...
K-K-K-K!
Hey, that's a rumor. He farts during this brief piece of tape. Let's listen together.
It wasn't a horribly bad word, but it just wasn't appropriate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow. I gotta go, Skins. It's good to see you.
Goodbye. Oops. Good thing you're not a kindergarten.
Yeah, well.
Now, boy, I mean, if it was, it was loud. It sounds like a...
And then he says, oops. Right? They want to hear it again?
The one thing that lends some credibility, and Joe can back me up because Joe actually pulled the tape today. Shep is sitting in such a way that he looks like maybe he's got some wind built up.
Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again.
It wasn't a horribly bad word, but it just wasn't appropriate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow. I got to go, Skins. It's good to see
you. Goodbye.
Oops.
Good thing you're not a
Okay. You know, the more you listen to it, the more it has credibility.
One more. Now, I didn't see the tape. You saw it.
Yeah, he's leaning a little.
Does he make a face when he says sorry?
He says oops, and it's just sort of like...
Does he furrow his brow?
No, it's more of a look of disappointed surprise, but it's brief because they're going to a, you know, some sort of zooming Fox graphic.
Okay, all right, here, one more time, let's hear it. Does he fart?
It wasn't a horribly bad word, but it just wasn't appropriate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow. I gotta go, Skins. It's good to see
you. Goodbye.
Oops.
Good thing you're not a kindergarten.
Just don't know. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They clearly have some booty.
Thank you. That was the joke. Baby sweat,
baby. They are bananas. Don and Mike.
Right. Crazy bananas we are.
Not as good as going to go see the Duker again. Now that's a classic.
Yeah.
Much easier to identify.
That's, I'd have to say, a borderline fart.
Because it could have been something where you went, oop.
And it's not even like the Elton John farting tape we have.
And that's another one. You have to analyze them a little bit, but you can hear it clearly. It's the quality of the sound.
If they didn't have that annoying bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
Exactly. All the news station type stuff.
They should have mic'd his ass.
They should have a mic down by his chair.
Like they did.
Guys.
Yes.
We're up to a dangerous point in the show. Robbie needs some generic music, please.
Okay.
Something from one of those crazy discs.
Oh, you want?
No, I don't.
Kooky crazy disc is a copyrighted piece.
No.
Yeah, you never can miss with Herb Alpert.
The T-Berry Shuffle.
That's about Rob. He's got his go-tos. You do a little affiliate roulette here.
All right.
We are a regionally syndicated show. We're on, I think, over 30 stations now.
Cool. Wow.
Really hard to tell because they jump up and they jump off.
It's good to say 30, though, because we were at 28 for a long time.
Anyway.
40, too.
Mm-hmm. Which machine there, Robbie?
Try this for generic.
Number two? That's not bad. Let's try the next one.
No, too mellow.
Affiliate roulette.
That's it.
This is more like it, right? Welcome to the world of radio broadcasting.
Some programs are called syndicated programs.
That's a carrot that's been dangled in front of DJs for years. Mike and I are living proof. There's no gold at the end of that rainbow.
Yes, they may say there is, but really, it's just something you can say to your friends to make you sound important.
And at this point, and our lives, our life expectancy at this point, incidentally, the end of today's show. So at this point in our ever-decreasing lives, why not check in with our newer affiliates?
Yeah. Yes, the people that are contributing to a wonderful nest egg that will be given to our survivors.
The people who have heard this crappy radio show and have still said, well, there's nothing better, let's slap this on and see how it goes.
That's right, the new affiliates, the people that still believe in the Don and Mike program.
Or those that simply couldn't get Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Dr. Laura, or any other schmuck with a radio show, and we were the last choice.
Over the years, the show has been picked up for a variety of reasons. Time to fill. Cheap time to fill.
And don't forget our biggest claim to fame. Hi, I'm from the network. Do you want Notre Dame football? Guess what? Clear this piece of crap show and you've got it.
Yes, it's syndication and it's wonderful.
So we've got a bunch of new stations.
Oh, good.
And let's see. We've got New Live Clear in Tucson, Arizona.
Well, that's a lovely city.
We've got Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Another lovely city.
Right. That's a Live Clear. We've got the station in Houston. Ooh, that could be a hornet's nest.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also on at a very odd time in Houston, right?
You got some new station in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Hey. Boy, Pennsylvania still comes to party.
Cover that state.
Wasn't that your old DJ name?
Altoona.
Altoona.
That was spelled A-L-T-U-N-A.
Sorry,
right.
My fault.
Which kind of a play on...
What about the vagina?
Right. You know.
And, of course, it was Al the Big Tuna until, of course, Bill Parcells sued you. Uh-huh.
Tuna Man. I'm the Tuna Man.
The Tuna Melt was his four-pack of songs that he played at midnight.
That's right.
I'm here with Monkey Boy. My name is Al Tuna.
I'm Monkey Boy.
Hey, Monk.
How you doing, Tuna? What's on the Tuna Melt tonight?
You have to find the common thread.
Hey, honey, how'd you like to come down and have a tuna sandwich? Yes, sirree.
All right, let me see. Let's pick a station and call the front desk and see how the show is being received in one of these markets.
Let's spin a little white ball inside the can of tuna. Oh, that's the one I wanted.
You got it, Mike.
Good stuff. Calling Tucson.
Sorry, it's Houston, Mike.
Oh, of course. That's the one I wanted.
It's Houston. Oh, did you want to call Tucson?
No, I don't care. No, I'd like to call Houston.
Yeah.
Because Houston is the one that's we've got the highest probability, in my opinion, of having them have no idea who we are.
Now, keep in mind the station in Houston, KGOW, 1560 AM.
Kagow!
Let me just say, wicked dial position.
Mm-hmm.
Really, just one step above police calls.
Way up there.
Even better than that is the fact that, as I understand the Houston radio market,
yes,
it's the fourth largest market in America, and there are now four sports stations.
Right.
We are on the fourth of four sports stations.
Good.
Cool. Even better, they're running us tape delay in the evening, and it's when they have to power down.
So what time technically do we sign on there? Houston time.
These are all questions that we will have hopefully answered.
Is some or all of the show being heard?
That's a good question. They're also we've heard all kinds of stuff, like the station goes from 50,000 watts during the day until our show is on at night, and they go to 50, literally 50 watts,
like a light bulb.
And then we've heard that they're subleasing another station, like at 1470 or something, and that station's like 200 watts, so we're on that station at night. And
two stations in Houston?
The magic is we may be on one station, we may be on two stations. They may have canceled the show already.
We don't know.
That's happened to us before when we made these phone calls. Calling Houston, Texas.
Calling KGOW.
Rob, don't we have any Houston music? I mean, I thought we always play the Houston music when we're calling Houston.
I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Affiliate roulette.
He's pressing the buttons, and he's only coming up with the theme from House.
Houston.
Close to Houston. I'll get the permission.
I'm going back
there we are.
To Houston.
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 Well, it's a sign of a pretty together radio facility.
Yes.
When you're calling at... what time is it? 1:30, 2:30 in Houston in the afternoon?
Hold on. I'm getting a vision.
You're not available now. Please leave your name
and I'm seeing boxes.
After the beep, we will return your call.
Filled boxes.
Maybe I misdialed.
Yeah, let's hope that's the case.
This is KGOW?
Yeah.
The big go.
Kagow.
You guys sure you got the right number?
Yeah.
We had any contact with anybody over there?
Two. What's that number?
Houston.
Nine. All right.
Houston means I'm one day closer to you.
It's entirely possible that was a misdial.
Could be.
Man, I sure do miss the
guy. Hey, radio.
Oh, here we go. Hey, this is the Don and Mike show. We're on the air right now. Hope that's okay with you. I think we're broadcast on your station, KGOW. Is that your radio station?
Are you familiar with the Don and Mike show?
No, I'm not actually, but we're on the air. Is that correct?
Yes.
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 All right. Is that okay?
Is that
That's
cool?
Perfectly fine. What can we do for you?
All right, great. Is this Houston radio station KGOW?
No, that's not the radio station.
Mm.
So we're not on your station?
What station are you at, friend?
We're on 1460 AM. It's an international radio station.
International?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you play, like, international music?
That's correct, yes. Mainly South Asia.
Well, our mistake. Imagine.
Sorry about that. We've just signed on to a new station.
Not a problem.
Have you ever heard of the Don and Mike Show?
No. Is this a syndicated radio station?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Very loosely syndicated.
Have you ever heard of KGOW?
KGOW? No, I haven't.
KGOW, the big 1560.
Just up the dial.
1560.
Yeah,
well,
they pronounce it very cleverly.
This used to be the previous station for 1560, so that's why we're getting the confusion.
Okay, so this is a brand new station we're talking about, KGOW?
That's correct. This is a KBRZ radio, 1460.
And what's your format again?
It's international music.
Have we been lied to by our network?
I have no idea, but you have been misinformed.
Do you have an affiliation? Are you with a major broadcast chain?
No, that's not correct. No, we're just here a local radio station.
How's that music working out for you? How'd you like a live show and afternoon drive?
Afternoon time, we're on 18 hours a day, actually 19 hours a day, so we're here all throughout the day.
Wow. sounds like you have all the potential to be a Don and Mike affiliate.
Absolutely.
A station that's not on 24 hours a day.
We can fill four of those 5 hours. When you say international, what kind of music do you play?
Well, we're talking about basically South Asian music.
Asian?
South Asian, like Polynesian music.
That's what we play. South Asian would be Pakistani, Indian, Bangladeshi music.
Well, that's excellent. Well, that must be popular in Houston.
So there's a following for that in Houston?
400,000 South Asians, yes, sir.
Wow.
18 hours a day, Mike.
The password is niche programming.
All right.
The amazing thing, 400,000 South Asians all in three houses.
thank you for your time.
I don't think he liked that.
What's not to like?
Jesus.
Now we're not going to get on that station.
Yeah. You know, thanks. You smell that? That's the smell of a burning bridge.
Thanks. I wonder that 19 hours, if that was all in a row.
Well,
so it's official. We're not on in Houston.
Well, we got to find the number for the station.
We might be.
So let's try another station. Let's spin it again, Mike.
All right. Oh, you know where it's going? It's pointing right towards the one I want.
Which one is that?
Altoona.
Sorry, Mike.
Oh, it is. Oh. Which one is it?
Tucson.
That's the one I wanted.
Tucson.
Tucson, Arizona.
You're a step ahead.
Tucson, Arizona.
Close to Tombstone.
Now, this is why I get confused.
Close to Nogales, Mexico.
That's why I get confused when I'm reading the cards.
My.
It says, new, live, clear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. KCUB, Tucson.
K-Cub.
6 to 10 p.m.
So, that is not a live clear.
Right, so it's a tape delay, right?
Another tape delay.
All right, well, let's find out.
Calling Tucson, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
The Old West, they'd say.
Out West,
they'd say.
1,000. Okay.
I think Tucson is close to Tombstone. I'm not mistaken.
Maybe we'll get the Chinese radio station in Tucson.
I think Tombstone might be halfway between Phoenix and Tucson.
Good afternoon, Citadel Broadcasting.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now. I hope we have your permission. Is this radio station KCUB?
Yes, it's one of our radio stations.
Hi, I think we're trying to find out if our show is broadcast on KCUB in Tucson.
You know, I would be the wrong person to ask because I've got five stations. I don't have an AM capability up at
could
the
you,
front desk.
Could you put us through to someone in programming?
I will go ahead and put you through to the Source Studio.
Very good.
Hold on, please.
Studio, baby.
Source Studio.
Express
floor.
Yeah, that's right.
Michael Source.
1290, The Source.
Hey, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now with you. I hope that's okay.
Sure, why not?
Who is this?
This is Chuck, the board op.
Hey! Hi, Chuck, how are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for giving us a ring, guys.
Good luck, Chuck.
All right, so how are things in Tucson?
Oh, the usual chaos, mayhem, you know, burning, screaming, lots of fun things.
All right, Chuck, you sound like a good guy, the mother chucker.
I always enjoy speaking to the board ops a hell of a lot more than the program director.
Now, Chuck, what time are they? Do you know what time this show that we do is being aired in Tucson?
Yeah, I believe it's 6 to 10
p.m. All right, so we are tape delayed there. That's when they're running us.
Yep.
All right, and how's it? Are you getting hundreds of phone calls a day, you know, on your show that's running right now?
Yeah, mostly they're saying, you know, why are you listening to a geek like Glenn Beck when you got hotties like Don and Mike?
Yeah,
that,
you know what? I'm applauding this board op. This is a good guy. We've got a good guy on the horn here.
This is $11 an hour that's well spent.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. That's the right attitude, my friend.
What, I tell you what, one day, why don't you just accidentally rip out that plug for that Chuck Beck show?
It's one of my hobbies. I keep dreaming about the day when I'll actually get the guts to finally one day just slip and hit the wrong button. Oops, oh, I'm sorry.
That's it, and the station's got to run something, and you say, well, we've got this thing being piped in right now.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. We'll send you, listen, if you can manage to do that sometime in the next couple of weeks, we'll send you a crisp $5 bill.
No, come on, go to our website. And any item that's in our store, we will find a factory second, and we will sell it to you at our cost.
Such generosity.
There you go. Right.
I am blown away.
Absolutely.
We'll waive shipping.
You know what? What the hell? I know in the place where they make that stuff, I've got a couple of the coffee mugs that have got, like, my face twice and your face twice.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just send this guy one of those
coffee mugs. We will. We'll send just for this nice conversation.
Hey, if I'm lucky, it'll be the one with the inscription that says, please help me, they're not feeding me my bowl of rice.
All right. I like him.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Very good.
Me too.
Well, call back anytime, fellas. Well, always happy to participate.
Very seriously now, we'd like to know if anyone actually listens to radio station KCUB in Tucson.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Really?
No, yeah. We've got some good ratings here. We're not on top of the heap, but we're a long way from the bottom. So.
All right. Good. All right. That's an honest appraisal. Very good.
How long you as a board op, you always get the real pulse of a radio station from a guy like this instead of a Nimrod like the program director. Give me a guesstimate and don't worry about sparing our feelings. How long do you think the show will last in Tucson? Do you think we'll make it till the end of the year?
Try to be conservative.
Well, let's see. I'm going to guesstimate probably sometime next spring. I think my bet says you'll make it past Christmas, but we'll see what happens in the spring.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. He's a good man, this guy Chuck.
Chuck, it's been a real slice of heaven talking to you.
Same to you.
All right, dude.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Take care.
It's Chuck.
There he goes.
And we do have the phone number for the station in Houston.
Very good.
You like Joe's stationery?
Yeah. It was great. It was a great conversation until he gave us the Joe Krebs bye.
How about this?
Bah.
How about this? Joe's now writing notes on paper plates.
Would I be accurate in saying it is Wednesday Joe today?
Oh, yeah.
It is Turbo Wednesday Joe.
We also had Wednesday Joe yesterday.
How about that pile of chicken that he cooked up there? Have you ever seen anything? He had like 15 pieces of chicken.
All right. Here we go. Chicken. Calling KGOW in Houston.
Continue. 1560 in the game.
Yeah, 1560. Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the air right now. I hope that's okay with you. I think, is our show, do you know, being carried on KGOW?
From 6 to 10, I think, is when you guys run. You guys are after our afternoon show.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you're getting lots of phone calls saying how delighted people are?
Any calls? Or more importantly, how many watts is the station broadcasting at when our show is on? Do you know that?
We start to power down at sunset, but we're at 50,000 when you guys start.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right, so and what time would sunset be, roughly? Give us a rough estimate.
Right about now, I believe it's at 7:30. So you get an hour and a half.
So what happens at 7:30? The power goes from 50,000 to how many?
I'm not real sure what it drops down to. I think we're down to half power.
Down to half power? Huh. Still can hear it fairly well and if you're in, like, the parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. And just you must be getting the incredible buzz that comes when you run our show tape delayed at night on an AM station. We're used to that immediate feedback that we get when someone will call and say, you know, we could have run a lot of shows tape delay on an AM station at night, but your show is one of those shows.
Exactly.
And we always say thank you for the clear. We want to know if there's anything we can do for you. Of course, we supply nothing, but we ask anyway, is there anything we can do for you?
Right now, no, but I'll get back to you if anything comes up.
Good. All right. Well, we're very proud to be associated with KGOW.
All right.
And you should know you've got a Chinese music station that's on the come there. I want to tell you there's a Chinese station that's about to kick ass, a Bangladesh radio station.
400,000 strong, and they're all listening, as Rob said, from two houses.
And it's a bidding war. They want the show in Houston.
That's right.
Okay. I'll pass that along.
So just please pass that along to your superiors. What is your title at KGAL?
I am a producer.
Oh, you're a producer. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Actually, to be totally serious, is this the station that Richard Justice has a show on?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's That's, that guy's a good journalist.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a good radio guy. He's a good journalist.
No, he's a good radio guy, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Go do your meter readings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here he goes.
Bye-bye. All right, Dick.
He doesn't know what the power is when they power down.
About half.
But if it's half power,
he's lying.
That's 25,000 watts. That's not true.
He's lying. Yeah. He's lying. I mean,
25,000 watts, you're still doing the same thing if they want you to power down, right?
It's
like
probably,
200, maybe 2,500.
2,500 watts.
Right. In fact, that's what it is.
And yeah. We've been to Houston before. It's a gigantic. It's Houston is, gee whiz, what time would this be airing in Houston?
Well, what would matter would be if you were in a cab and you were driving in Houston, you would get to hear the show through half of your cab ride.
I was going to say, is it Houston is a bigger Jacksonville.
Yes.
That's how I would describe it. Jacksonville is all city.
Houston is a massive Jacksonville.
Spread out.
They love the fact that it's so big.
Yes.
But nothing's near anything.
It's big like Texas.
It's the $30 cab ride.
But you can get some fine Western boots there.
And I just want to say hi to Pops Nance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes, Mr. Nance lives there.
And I want you to know that I sent him oxygen.
During Katrina.
That is great.
Moses Nance?
Moses Festus Nance.
I sent him a canister of oxygen with my best wishes.
I sent him some bear aspirin.
Right.
He takes one a day. And if he has a heart attack, God forbid, he takes another.
Didn't you send him also a Houston Texans key tag?
You remember Jim Nance when he was on the show? Mm-hmm. Right when Katrina was going to hit Houston.
Guys, I wish I could be down there. I'm at my home in my palatial estate in Connecticut.
I'm in Connecticut with my... with my children out on the balcony. And
I'm thinking of my father, who's in ill health down there.
He's in a nursing home in Houston.
Very, very concerned.
He's too ill to make the trip, guys.
I do have access to a private jet, but, well, you know, what with the storm and all.
Yeah.
Guys, I am a season ticket holder for the Houston Texans. I have never been to a game. Sure, my dad could go, guys.
Yeah, but far too busy for me to make that happen for him. I'd love him to go if he went down to the box office, purchased some tickets. And wheeled himself in there.
I've been way too busy producing this opening night spectacular for the Super Bowl. Guys, check this out. Kenny G.
Okay.
I'm confident the storm surge won't reach the gates of the home.
We're way too inside. We, behind Jim Nance's back, made fun of him. We took an innocuous, innocent thing that he said.
Yeah, just to throw away about Katrina and that he was worried about his dad.
I'm worried about my dad. And immediately... we put his dad in a nursing home where there was no electricity, and he had a rich son who didn't care about him.
We did the whole thing on Jim neglecting his family in Houston while he barbecued up in Connecticut.
Sure, my dad's dying right now on a respirator, but guys, yes. I've got two empty seats at Reliance Stadium every week, guys.
Yes, guys. He follows my career closely from the television that's on the arm over his hospital bed.
Just to say that the seats are empty is not true, Don, because I donate them to raffles and schools. Those seats are always used, but I've never been to a game.
I'd like to send my best wishes to all the victims of Katrina, including my ailing dad, who will be missed.
My dad,
too busy prepping for that game in New England on Saturday night. Good luck, Pops.
We'd like to wish our very best to Cornelius Nance and all of the Nances in Houston.
I will call my dad as soon as I finish this delicious Maine lobster roll.
You know, I think we're supposed to have Jim Nance on, if not this Friday, next Friday, because we're back in football season.
Right.
The last time that we didn't even have him on the show, it was the Friday before the Super Bowl when we were doing our drunky absinthe show.
And he refused to come on.
Right. And I picked up the phone, and he knew we were drinking, and he didn't want anything to do with the show at that time.
Right. He's always had that innate sense of broadcast timing where he makes those smart moves.
I remember hearing he was talking loud, and you were talking very loud, and he said, "What's the matter with you, Don?"
I'm effed up, Jim.
I can't be a part of this.
Sorry, guys. I'll enjoy just a glass of wine, guys, after my broadcast. You know, I'll go to a fine restaurant, enjoy some good food, perhaps one and a half, and then it's quickly back to the hotel to bed.
My father, Hezekiah Nance, can't drink with his medication, and neither do I.
I'm very, very excited about visiting him at Christmas time, though, when I can find time. Oh, sorry, there's a game that weekend. Perhaps a car to Jedediah Nance. Looking forward to a touching base and always keeping in contact by letter.
I sent a postcard to Gilbert Nance. Don't forget to take those pills, Dad. Paw
Nance.
You know, he got me through school. when I was rooming with Freddie Couples.
See that man on TV? That's my no good bastard son. Look at him rolling in money, living in Connecticut.
Listen,
with his wife.
I'd like to send a cable to Ulysses S. Nance, who is biding his time down in Houston, Texas. Looking forward to hearing from him.
Bastard, he's calling the Masters of the World Series is more important than his father laying in my own waste.
So you're saying the storm surge did not reach the nursing home? Well, then he'll be fine then.
I haven't wiped myself in a week. Jim!
Yes, Dad?
Wipe me!
Listen, I must be going. The CBS plane, the CBS 727 is taxiing out to the runway.
But don't be sad, Dad. Here's a brand new Three Amigos t-shirt. Put that on.
Ah, that's Cricket Charity.
Yes, supporting my foundation.
Hey, over the line, Paul.
way over the line.
One more thing. I don't want a box set of How I Met Your Mother, you bastard. Send me a dollar, you cheap bastard.
Please send this lovely bouquet of flowers to Connie B. Nance.
That's his whore mother.
Or Connie could be a man's name, couldn't it?
Like Connie be gay.
We got to break. Got to break. Our tribute to Houston, Texas, and Jim Nance.
Jim Nance and his father, Commissioner James Nance.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.